Welcome to the Assert Show of Entrepreneurship and Regional Development Podcasts. Each publication in our journal is a great opportunity to share significant and audacious contributions to a larger business. My guest today is Diego Matricano from the Università degli Studi della Campania. In Italy, he co-authored a paper recently published in Entrepreneurship and Regional Development with Eric Liguori and Grant Wilson. It's entitled Innovative Startups and Local Development, an investigation of the relevance of entrepreneurs' age in rural versus urban areas. It has been published in Entrepreneurship and Regional Development, a journal edited by Taylor and Francis. Diego, welcome to our podcast.
Thank you, Vincent. Good morning, everyone.
Can you tell us, what is the origin of your paper? Why have you decided to address this particular topic, and what is the question you aim to answer?
Let's start from the beginning. I have known Eric Liguori and Grant Wilson for a long time, and after a while we decided to conduct research together. We decided to focus on startups and local development. We decided to explore the impact of startups on local development. But we were not sure about the perspective to use to conduct this research. We had some brainstorming session during which we explored some perspectives. And we were not sure of the best option to use to advance research on this topic. After some sessions, we decided to refer to social phenomena occurring in everyday life. And so we decided to have a more practical approach to start this new project. Particularly, we focused on two social phenomena that were interesting to us. The first is about population aging, so the fact that worldwide the population is growing old, and this has a relevant effect on our society and our everyday life. And the second phenomenon is about youth immigration, the fact that young people move from rural areas to urban ones in order to start a new life, to start a new project, or do something bigger for themselves. We decided to focus on one of them, so we started reflecting on pros and cons of each perspective. But in the end, we could not decide which was the best one and most intriguing one for this study. So we decided to combine population aging and youth immigration in this study in order to affect if these variables considered together can affect local development. So we defined a new research question about the impact of age on local development in rural and urban areas. And we decided to approach this new study in order to contribute to this field of research, not only from a theoretical point of view, but also according to a practical perspective.
What are the main contributions of your paper?
Well, I can say that we made several contributions. The first and most important is about the relevance of age in reference to startups and local development. As I was saying before, we considered both age and place. We considered two very relevant variables in the field of entrepreneurship. And in the end, we could say that age is more relevant than place. Adult entrepreneurs have knowledge, experience, skills that can affect the impact of their startups more than the place they are in. And this is an important contribution that recalls some previous streams of literature in the field of entrepreneurship can relaunch the interest in this topic. But this paper makes also a relevant contribution in terms of patents, because holding a patent is the only variable that can affect the local development generated by startups. And this is important because a patent is always a challenge for startups. They would like to register new patents, but they do not have financial resources. So sometimes they are discouraged from patenting their innovation. Instead, this paper confirms the relevance of patents, their impact, not only in terms of protection, but also as a quality signal that startups can communicate to stakeholders. And this contribution is very relevant as well. And the third contribution that we have is about the combination of the previous ones. Our study reveals that adult entrepreneurs with the patents can have a greater impact in terms of local development. So we can focus on the age, we can focus on the place, but we should focus on both of them to be sure that startups can really foster local development.
What was for you the main theoretical or maybe methodological challenge or challenges in addressing such a question?
Well, from a theoretical point of view, we had to face several challenges. As I was saying before, we had several brainstorming sessions to start the project. And most of them were about the theoretical frameworks and background to leverage. Our study is about the local development generated by startups. So we needed to make a choice between the science, technology, innovation, learning mechanism that is used by some startups, or we could focus on the doing, using, and interacting model that other startups use. We know the differences. One is more formal, the other is more representative of what happens in the startups. But in the end, we decided to rely on the science, technology, and innovation model, since this could be more fitting with our idea of a process taking place during different stages and steps. So the first challenge for us was this choice. Of course, this choice affects the choice of the variables to consider in the theoretical framework. And this was another critical point that we had to consider. How many variables to include in this research? I mean, we are talking about startups, local development. We wanted to provide a clear and effective picture of the startups, of their innovation dynamics. But we didn't want to consider too many variables which could confuse the audience instead of facilitating their reading of the paper. So we decided to reduce the variables to three ones: investment in R&D activities, the employment of high-skilled researchers, and holding a patent, since this could be representative of the basic activities that all the startups in all the countries need to consider. From a methodological point of view, I mean, the choices were easy, I would say easy, because we decided to opt for the stochastic frontier analysis, a parametric model that allows to disentangle inefficiency in statistical elaboration. So this was particularly fitting with the research on startups, but we had some problems about the setting of our research. Eric and Grant are from the US, I am from Italy, so I mean, we wanted to compare the countries, but this could not be a good idea because of the real differences occurring between the countries, also in terms of startups and their dynamics. Because of the differences occurring in the US, we decided to focus on the Italian context. Of course, in this case, I am referring to the difference between rural and urban areas, which are more similar in Italy. And so this could provide more detailed information about the dynamics occurring inside them.
During your research journey, what was your biggest surprise or maybe the most counterintuitive result?
I mean, the results were really surprising to us. As I was saying before, we decided to focus on actual phenomena occurring in our society: population aging and youth immigration from rural to urban areas. And before we could start this research project, we thought that our result was about the relevance of urban areas, I mean, where you have a more developed network and ecosystem, you can find human capital, where, I mean, there can be more entrepreneurial opportunities to exploit. And above all, we thought that young entrepreneurs could be more embedded in these dynamics. Before we could start the project, we thought that young entrepreneurs in urban areas was the best match that we could find. Instead, I mean, the result is just the opposite. As I was saying before, adult entrepreneurs are more effective in fostering local development, both in rural and urban areas. So this result was really confusing at the beginning, because, you know, we just needed to stop and reflect on it, just to say, wow, totally unexpected, something interesting can come out. And so, I mean, we started thinking about achieving the results. And actually, I mean, we were confident of the previous contribution about the role of experience, of previous knowledge. We can talk about serial entrepreneurs and experienced entrepreneurs. So that part of literature was a solid base for our comments and was used to explain this unexpected result.
What are the main implications of your work for entrepreneurs, managers, policymakers, practitioners in general?
Well, I mean, implications are very interesting for above all entrepreneurs. First, I mean, they invite to reconsider the relevance of experience in entrepreneurship. I mean, entrepreneurship, scholars interested in entrepreneurship have always been questioning about the origin of this phenomenon, whether natural or nurtured, whether it can be acquired through experience or not. In this case, we can say that experience has an impact on entrepreneurs. So having a previous experience can help somehow adult entrepreneurs to have an impact. And I mean, this is a very interesting result, a very interesting implication. But above all, for us, the main implication is for policymakers. In fact, we started the reasoning in terms of policies that can be defined and implemented to support entrepreneurship. With reference to Italy, for example, we know that policymakers are interested in tools and actions that can involve and support young entrepreneurs in order to make their enter the marketplace. Specific tools are defined. Instead, according to the result of this research, this could be not the best way to support entrepreneurship. If adult entrepreneurs are more effective in fostering local development, then new policies could be addressed to them, could remark the importance of experience. And our idea is that these new policies could leverage on adult entrepreneurs so that they can be educators for young entrepreneurs. They can transmit their experience and their knowledge to young entrepreneurs, and this can create a sustainable local development. A new perspective could be interesting for policymakers as well.
Thanks a lot, Diego, for participating to our show and presenting your paper entitled Innovative Startups and Local Development, an investigation of the relevance of entrepreneurs' age in rural versus urban areas. All our podcasts are available on entrepreneurship-erd.com and on the main podcast platforms.